He shall teach you all things. Not one thing. All things. And bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto thee. So if you forget anything, you don't have to be racking your brain. Just call on the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is readily available. He's at liberty to move. Except you restrain it. Praise the Lord. The Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Spirit resides in you, you will remember all things. You will not forget anything. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Praise the Lord. So when I told the man this thing, he could not. We argued and argued, and I was prepared. And eventually, he gave up on me. But I know what I know. The word of God is true. Likewise. And you see, all they wanted was for us to compromise. And you see, a lot of us have lived a life of compromise because we listen to the wrong voice. And the main reason why we live a life of compromise is because we are looking for quick results. Sharp, sharp. There's no Jehovah sharp, sharp anywhere. It's Jehovah principle. Praise the Lord. Jehovah what? Precept upon precept, line upon lines. You follow this word, lines upon line. Praise the Lord. No, you can't jump. If you are solving an algebra, like an argument I had when I was in school, we were doing trigonometry. We were doing strength of material. I think we were doing we're designing slabs, maybe 2 weeks or so. I missed class, so I bought a textbook to catch up. And after I went, I did my own calculation. I saw the notes, everything. So I now use that opportunity to even go ahead of the class. So the next class I was present, and the man was teaching us. So he just jumped 2 steps and arrived at the answer. And I looked at the formula which I have. It's the same formula, but 2 steps I missed. I said, sir, sorry, sir. Please, this formula, sir, you have the same answer, but 2 steps are missing from what I have here. So the man said, who is the lecturer? I said, you, sir. He said, do you want to pass? I said, yes, sir. He said, if you want to pass, write everything I write on the board. And I said, I'm sorry, sir. I did not come to school to pass. I came to school to know it because I want to practice. He was angry. He sent me out of the class. And people were like, I shouldn't say that. I said, no. Excuse me. I paid my school fees to know it, not to pass. I don't want to pass. I want to know it so that I can go out there and practice it. Praise the Lord. Eventually, we are friends today. The man will say, this is my friend. He likes me because I am practicing. So he respects me. So eventually, I said, sir, I know. I always know you practice. You see, they will try you. But if you don't waver, if you stand your ground, they will come and celebrate with you. So they are married 3 years plus. And you see, my family, they are just thanking. Thank you. Yes, my Lord, they thanked me. And they are still thanking me. You see, I would have compromised. And I would have shortchanged God's blessing in my life. A lot of us are living a life of compromise. We are listening to voices here and there. Some people will tell you, I am this, I am that, I am that. It's okay. But please, if it is not founded or it cannot be found in the word of God, disregard it. I received a call. Somebody has not spoken to back then in school. I used to be like a guidance to the person for my junior in school. So whenever she has issues, she used to come to me and I would advise her. Even after I left, I moved on, would call me. I would do a long call. We've not spoken for like 5 to 6 years. We've not moved on. So I was at work when the call came in. And I changed phone. I don't have an Android phone. So I just said, please, I'm doing something. Can I call you back? Person's call. I thought maybe clients. I said, okay, let me. So if you want to talk to a client, don't talk to a client anyhow. Because I was doing something. I had to tidy up that thing. I said, please let me call you back. So I just put the number on Truecaller and I saw the name. I said, Jesus. So this person I called, I called her name. She said, so you know my name. You have my number. I didn't check up on me. I said, I was trying to use sense first. Then initially I said it was Truecaller that brought out your name, that I don't have an Android. So if it was my Android phone, I would have opened my Gmail and the contacts would have uploaded. And so he said, this one that you called me, said, yes, that she has lost her peace. Immediately. Blessed are they. Am I the peace? But I'm wondering that you've lost your peace. I said, okay, what is it? When she told me everything about marital issues, and I was like, God, I said, God, for this lady to have come to me, there's a purpose. Give me the word for her. I don't have anything. I was blank, honestly.
I was still asking about family and marriage. I was all those people that was blank. That's the truth. And I was like, God, help me. And she said she has gone to her bishop. This is what her bishop told her. She has gone to her godmother. This is what they told her. You know, there was this anger that came in from my spirit. I said, no. I said, I will call you back. So I left where I was. I got to the office. I settled down. I picked my phone. I went through the scripture. I called her back. I said, number one, God knows you. Before you were formed, your mother's womb, He has known you. He has ordained you. He has called you by a name. He knew you were going to that marriage. He knows what you are going through in that marriage. Your marriage is not by mistake. So whatsoever anyone is going through here, I can tell you categorically that God knows. He sees everything. He knows your name. He knows the number of hair on our head. So He knows what you are going through. And she told me that they told her, for her to have a child, she must go out and have a child. Even before she got married, her godmother told her that she should have gotten pregnant before she went to that marriage. But she said she can never do such a thing that the Bible says. She said she quoted the Bible for her godmother and said, bed on the fire before marriage. And she went and said, you can't have a child until you go outside. I said, okay. She told me everything that mother-in-law said, everything. Said she has lost her peace. She's confused at the crossroad. And she was about getting through the depression. I could hear it from her voice. I said, okay. I said, number one thing, what does the Bible say? I said, who instituted marriage? She said, God. I said, good. I said, when you buy a product, does it come with a user manual? I said, yes. So when you are having issues with the product, you don't understand a particular command, what do you go? You contact the manual. I said, the way I am, I'm a builder. I'm on site. If I build a house for anybody, and I have handed over the house, I've gone my own, and there's an issue with the house, call somebody else. Without the drawing, they will be doing trial and error. Even with the drawing, there are some things they will not get in the foundation because it's been buried. But call me anywhere, any day. I know why I kept this one, why I kept that one. I will answer the question. I will tell you the problem is from here because something was done here that's affecting here. The same way our life is. God created us. The moment you call upon God, God will not do trial and error with your life. Never. God knows where the problem is. He knows the root cause. He just go to the root cause and change and solve it. I said, so first of all, we go back to the author of our marriage. It's God. And every advice they have given you, does it conform with what God said about marriage? He said, no, then disregard it. Disregard it. Those are faithless statements. I said, look, all these things is just for you to compromise. And the moment you compromise, you'll be robbed of your blessing. Praise the Lord. And I said, Jesus, at the Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane, said, he saw what was coming in front of him. He said, if he had his way, this cross, no, this cup should just go. But he said, Father, not my will, thy will be done. I said, you have to submit to God's will. God knows why he puts you here. He knows you are able to solve that thing. If you don't have what it takes, he will not put you in that marriage. Forget about what everybody is saying and listen to the word of God. I brought back the word of God to our memory. Forget about what your godmother is telling you. Forget about what your bishop is saying. I am not a pastor, but I am a son of God. I am a servant of God. I know the word of God. I might not be there, but I know the word of God. And I know what the word of God says concerning these issues. Everything they are telling you is negating the principle of God concerning this issue. So it is wrong. Don't follow it. And I said, the old prophet and the young prophet, back to our text. This young man did a miracle from the beginning. Jeroboam was king. And Jeroboam, God gave him a word and he gave the message that Josiah will be born and will take over the throne of the father. Blah, blah, blah. And he said, Jeroboam was angry, wanted to kill the man, said they should arrest him. And what happened? His hand withered. He saw the miracle he did. He said, please come to my house. After he was healed, he said, he invited the man of God to his house to come and dine with him. He said, no. God told me that I should not eat bread or drink water. Even the way I came, I should not go out through that way. He told the king. And he left, and he said he should rest. And somebody came, an old prophet. There are a lot of old prophets out there. They come in different forms. Family members, believe me. They come as church members. They come as colleagues in the offices, neighbors on the streets. All they try to do is to what? To steal, to kill, to destroy. What happened to that young prophet? His life was stolen. He was killed, and his body was even destroyed. Praise the Lord. In the book of Job, chapter 2, let's see what the word of God says in Job, chapter 2. Job, chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. And it says, then said his wife unto him, does thou still retain the integrity? Does thou still retain thy integrity? Sorry. He said, curse God and die. His own wife. His own bone of bone, flesh of flesh. Told him that, so he still believe in this God. You better curse him and die. And what did Job tell the wife? He said, in verse 10, he said, but he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lip? And I'm going to tell you one thing. Whatever bad thing or evil thing is happening in your life, if God does not permit it, it will not happen. You said, ah, God, you have neglected me. Why are you allowing to go this? God knows why he's allowing to grow through that fire. Because you are a gold. He wants to refine you, purge you of impurities, and make you refined and shine so that the world can see his glory in you. That test, trial, challenges you are going through, you feel God has neglected you. God has not neglected you. God is taking you through a process. Is what? If you know how wine is being made, the pressing, the shaking, is God is building you up. He's building you up. Everything you are going through is for the purpose, for the future. It's where you are going to, for the journey you are going to. God is preparing you. So don't think any God is, no. Yes, both evil and good come from God. Yes, he permitted it for a purpose. God allowed the devil to afflict Job. God allowed the affliction. He allowed it. If you go back and read the story. But you see, this God is too good. What happened to the latter hand of Job, latter days of Job? Everything he lost, God replaced back. It's there in two folds. It's our word, restoration and recovery. What I am trying to tell us, we should not compromise our faith. No matter the situation, stand your ground. Stand on the word of God, the sure foundation, the word of God. Because he said, his word will not return back to him void in Isaiah 55. It will not return back to him void. But in accomplishments of the purpose in which he has sent the word, and the word shall prosper in the way it goes. So today, I'm telling you categorically, whatever word God has given you, hold on to it. Walk the word. Walk the word. Don't sleep on the word. The word is for a purpose. The word is not jammed for you to use to spread on butter and eat and sleep. No. The word is this thing, what they use. This is spatula morogun. You are supposed to use the word to walk, to turn the process and get the swallow. You are supposed to use the word. Take it to battle and pray. And the prayer, God will give you another word. I stood my ground because I know the word I heard. I said, God said he has given me the grace. He has given me the grace to do his will and to follow his instruction. The grace is here. And when somebody was trying to let me to compromise, he says, he's a man of God. He's a theologian. He has certificates. He has a degree. I don't have any, but I have the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And you see, he's an old prophet. I will categorize him as an old prophet. He might not be an old man. He's an old prophet. He's trying to rob me of the word God has given me. He was not there when the Spirit of God appeared to me in my dream, and he gave me the word. In 2012, God gave me a word. Till date, it's a unique word. It's a personal word. You see, when you encounter God, you will brag. Apostle Paul was boastful. I love the way he said, and the Lord Jesus Christ appeared unto me on my way to Damascus. It was an encounter, a lifetime encounter. That was why he could beat his chest anywhere, anytime. Because Jesus told him, why persecuted thou me? He said, man, who are you that I persecute? And he said, I am sending you. He got direct mandate from Jesus. That is why Paul was boastful. Not in his strength. Not in his ability. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Praise the Lord. If you are good at what you do, you will not boast. You will be so sure of yourself. It's not pride. When God gave me that word, I wrote it down. There was something that appeared in my dream and the word came. I wrote it down. I had issues with it. I got used to the word. In 2016, I went for a vigil. And the man of God was praying and he came to me and he prayed and he used that word. I got a confirmation. I said, yes, this is true.
He was telling me something, some prophecy, was prophesying. But the moment he mentioned that word, bam, I knew yes of a truth. This God has sent this man to me. Because that word is a code word, coded word, is a code. Because God gave me that word. And it was, I'm sure if I asked that man, I would not remember that word. I am very sure it's a Yoruba word. He prayed, and I called the man that used the word, that he said he had never heard the word before. That the Spirit, while he was praying, the Spirit just gave him that word. Say, I mean, Lord, ba, or long, don't rock, ba, joyeka. Ah! I said, God, this is it. And I remember, he refreshed my mind on what God said. He refreshed me. And I said, Father, for true, you have answered. And I stood up. That was when I was having issues, marital issues getting married. And I stood up 2 months later. It was history. Praise the Lord. 2 months later, yes. Because I held on to the word. So I have come to encourage everyone in this place today that enough of the fear. Enough of the fear. What is it? Excuse me? Is that what God told you? When God appeared to you, did he tell you, yeah. So what is it? What the word did God give you? If anybody comes to me, and I told them, I said, look, you are going to embark on a journey. I said, I will tell you, and I started telling her, first of all, acts of mercy. Because presumption and assumption sin, you have to ask God for mercy. You are trying to solve God's, do God's work. Acts of mercy for yourself, for your husband, for your marriage, for your family. God should have mercy upon you. Then after asking for mercy, you go back to God. Psalm 50 verse 15 says, call upon me in the days of your trouble, in the days of anxiety, and I will answer you, and you will glorify my name. Praise the Lord. I said, go back to him. Tell him. He said, God, you know me before I was formed. You knew this marriage is like, you know this family is like this. And you put me a God. What of what purpose? Why? Open my eyes to behold wondrous thing in this marriage. The reason why you put me in this marriage, open my eyes to see it. I say, first of all, if your husband is under a spell, I say, small thing, you will deliver your husband. Leave all those people out there. By the time you deliver your husband, the Bible says two is better than one. He has a purpose. When you deliver your husband, you stand together as a force. You battle the whole thing. When the Bible says the wife is a helpmate, it's a purpose. A woman is a spiritual pillar of a home. Ah, my pastor taught me a lot of things when those days I used to move with him. He said, never, for any reason, marry a woman that is not godly, that does not know God. Because she's the spiritual pillar. I said, look, your husband is the line of attack, you're the line of defense. When the attack is weak, your defense must not break. You must hold on tight, strong. I said, you are the line of defense. You must not concede to defeat. I said, when you are formidable, you will threaten the attack. I said, so, this is the scripture. So I started giving her words. She was writing. I didn't tell her to write, but I knew she was writing. She asked me again. I knew she was jotting while we're talking on the phone. I said, so you're the line of defense. You will deliver your husband. By the time you deliver your husband encounters God, his eyes of understanding opens. He will join force with you. Believe me, nothing. They tell you that you stay away from your husband. That your husband must not come to you. If you have any intercourse with your husband, it will damage your womb. Excuse me? And I told her, you will go through this prayer session, fasting, you come out. Is that same man's this thing that will create the egg, that will fertilize the egg, that will make you give birth, and we shall testify together? Praise the Lord. Beware of the voices that is speaking. Be careful. Praise the Lord. You see, strange voices are everywhere. On a daily basis, there are a lot of fake prophets out there. We see things on social media. We should be careful. Some people will come online and start going against the principle in the Word of God, telling you that church, they are using your head, they are doing this. I laughed. There was a day they came up with an issue and they were discussing the issue of tithe. I said, look, excuse me. I have a personal conviction and I'm paying my tithe and I do first fruit. I have a personal conviction and I have seen the reward and I can't stop. If you'd like, stop. It's yours. That's your personal conviction. My personal conviction. I said, look, it's in the Word of God. I believe it. And I read a book by Kenneth Copeland. And I caught an understanding about tithing. He said, your tithe, you can use as an exchange. And I was going through, so I needed something. And I tried it. Honestly, I prayed, I knelt down. I still have that book at home. I said, Father, Lord. I knelt down, I cried before God. I said, Father, I've been faithful in my tithing. I cried before God and I did everything. Do you know? God is a faithful God.
God came through for me. I caught another say, so, oh, since then I don't give my tithe casually again. Tithe is a service to God. Tithing is a service unto God. It's not a service unto the church, unto the pastor, unto anyone. It's unto God. Catch it. You might think you are giving money, the church that will use the money. Excuse me, it's a service to God. I caught an understanding and I practicalized it. It worked for me. Praise the Lord. So enough of the confusion. Enough. Please be vigilant. Be sober, because the enemy, the devil, is going about roaring like a lion. Roaring like a lion. He's not the lion, though. He's just roaring. He's creating fear. He wants us to lose your peace. He wants to steal from you. He wants to rob you of the peace God has given unto you. He wants to rob you of the reward that you're expecting. Restoration and recovery. If you lose anything, don't be scared. Start rejoicing. Start dancing. I said, look, battles will come. I said, you will fight battles. He said, I'm not scaring you. I'm preparing you. And let me tell you the sign that things will work well. By the time you start praying and fasting and you start seeing some fierce things, everything now starts degenerating. Start thanking God. Don't complain. That's a sign that, yes, you are hitting it. You are hitting the main point. Praise the Lord. I said, those are signs that, yes, it's about to get better. When the seed falls to the ground, what happens? It rottens. It decays. When it decays, what happens? It germinates and bears what? Fruit. In travail, you will travail before birth. You will give birth. So the pain will come. I said, the travailing period is coming. But when the travailing period comes, just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That is a sign that a new birth is about to come. Praise the Lord. So please, enough. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. When they give a faithless statement, immediately, like one man of God said, don't allow people to speak over your life unnecessarily. People will just come and be speaking negatively over your life. You will speak positive. Don't fight them, oh. Please, just speak positive to override the whole thing. Our words are seed. It goes into the formless void and germinates. Don't allow anybody to speak positive things. It's not fight. No, no. If you catch this understanding, when they speak anything negative, you override by speaking positively. So when people are saying, Nigeria, you kiniko kiniko. Anyway, my own Nigeria is flowing with milk and honey. I don't know. I told them, you've lost faith in it. Yeah, you can say this. I said, look, I believe in it. It's my personal conviction. Years back, I think shortly before the pandemic, I met somebody for the first time. All these guys that call themselves atheists. I've never encountered them. First time in my life, I encountered one in a bus. And what happened? They were talking negative about Nigeria. And I was declaring positive. The man looked at me. What's wrong with you? I was beside him in the front of the bus. But those guys are always sound. That is one thing that's amazing about me. You know, when I was talking to him, the Holy Spirit told me, he said he's hot because he felt God had disappointed him. That was the thing I heard. And I asked the man something. I said, you don't believe in God. You don't believe the Holy Spirit. I said, okay, this is my own personal belief. I said, but at any point in your life, have you known God? I went to step on this serpent's tail. Ha, yeah, 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 yeah. The guy took it personal. Said, who is that God? You know what I'm saying? That could not come true for me. Actually, he was believing God for something. And something happened. Maybe, I think his mom, he was believing God. The guy knew God. So anybody that says an atheist, believe me, they first knew God. Because they felt disappointed by something. They felt God did not come true for them. That is why they said no. When they said, this guy is angry. And I asked him that, at any point, have you known God? He got angry. Praise the Lord. I said, whoa, so this is it. All you hate is scam. You better go back to God. And I said, when he was going to get down, I said, my brother, I don't know what personal issue we have with God, but it's personal. I still go back to him and resolve it. It's personal. I'm not involved. The guy looked at me, slammed the door. Boom. He says, well, let's rise on our feet. We are going to pray just a few prayer points. Few prayer points. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 12, 10 to 11. Revelation 12, 10 to 11. It says,
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused men before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their life unto death. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray this morning by the blood of Jesus. We are going to open our mouth and pray that God should deliver every evil ancestral voices. There are some ancestral voices that is speaking over your family, over your household. You have inherited something. Every evil ancestral voice is speaking. Limitation in your life. Speaking delay. Speaking calamity, setback, sicknesses. In whatever way that overcome you by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Whatsoever it is, voices that is speaking over your family. Ancestral voices speaking. Silence that voice. Command it to be silenced by the power and the blood of Jesus. Shatala baba baba. Libra satanda baba baba. Ye mashake teke ndege ndege. Basatelia ya baba baba. Malimbra zo teke teke baba baba baba. Le shata ya baba baba. Masate kende ndege. Mara baba baba baba. Open your mouth and declare. But you silence our voices by the power and the blood of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Every demonic pronouncement that has been made over your family, made over your life, take authority over it right now. Let it be silenced. Silence his influence. Override his influence by the blood of Jesus. Override its influence in your life. Every demonic pronouncement that has presented itself like a prophet, like a prophecy, speaking over your life and destiny, today marks the end of his influence. We override their influence by the power and the blood of Jesus. We cancel the enterprise in our lives and in our families in the mighty name of Jesus. Every curse presenting itself like a blessing, we override, we terminate by the power in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer continue to perform his enterprise in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you remain standing, just pick your Bible. There's just one prayer point the Lord laid in my heart for us to pray today. Thereafter, I will allow you just a moment of quietness to be with your Father and let your spirit talk to the Father of all spirits based on what is going on in your own life and your heart. Praise God forevermore. And open your Bible to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 22. And I'll read from verse 21. Adrabasoto koribashete. And I'm going to read. Are you there? Say amen if you are. Glory to God. Verse 21. Let me start from 21. So the next morning, Balaam got up, saddled his donkey, and started off with the Moabite officials. But God was angry that Balaam was going. So he sent the angel of the Lord. The anger of the Lord shall be before your enemy. Amen. I wish I had someone just to receive that. Amen.
But God was angry that Balaam was going. So he sent the angel of the Lord to stand in the road to block his way. Hey, God will block the way of all those that want to curse you. God will block the way of all those that want to hinder your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Balaam and two servants were riding along. Balaam's donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey bolted off the road into a field. They will scatter unto desolation. All those that plan to do you evil, they will scatter unto desolation. The dread of the Lord shall be before them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Yabadaga Yashata. Glory to God. Verse 25. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, he tried to squeeze by and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So Balaam beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved further down and the road and stood in a place too narrow for the donkey to get by. All those that mean you harm, they will find the way too narrow for them to get by. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, beloved, you are going to pray today. God must block their way. Amen. Balaam was going to curse Israel. But the way was blocked. God sent angels to block the way. Begin to pray that God will send his angels. The angels that specializes in blocking the way of evil from penetrating to do you harm. God, send those angels. Open your mouth right now. Turn it to your prayer. God must block their way. They must not be able to pass through. The road must be too narrow for them to pass by. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, pray with all the anger of God on the inside of you. Their ways must be blocked. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, send your angels. Angels that have been assigned to the heirs of salvation. Let them begin to minister your perfect will. In the name of Jesus. All those that conspire to do evil in your life and in your family. Hey, Maseke, today, Father, block their way. Let them not be able to pass through. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release the blood against them right now. Deny them access in the name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of Jesus, we deny them access to penetrate, to pass through in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Block their way, block their way, block their way, block their way, so that they will not be able to continue their enterprises. Let their way be blocked. Let their ways be blocked. Aya bakata. Masunde kedebaya. Enough is enough. They've been passing through. But from today, no more. The road is blocked for them. Their ways are blocked in the name of Jesus Christ. Rika papo seke. Limbatu ribaka. Lambrotu kareke se. Limbrakade. Lembro soto koribakasha. Lembakasata. Beloved. Be angry in the Holy Ghost. Be angry in your spirit. Be angry in the Holy Ghost. Block their way in the name of Jesus. Block their way. Hey, Masakaya. You will not be denied your blessings. You will not be denied your blessings. Masikata. Today, they will no longer perform their evil enterprises. We block their way by the blood of Jesus Christ. On the authority of the divine word of God, the angel that was sent to block the way of the donkey, to block the way of Balaam, let the angels arise. Let them arise on my behalf and block the way of evil. Block the way of evil to us. Block the way of evil conspiracies. Block the way of evil gang ups. Block the way of evil pronouncements. He shall not come near me. He shall not come near my family. He shall not come near my home. He shall not come near my marriage. He shall not come near my finances. He shall not come near my health. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yakada. I block the way. I block the way. No evil disease shall penetrate. I block the way. I deny them access to operate in my body. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, open your mouth. Block the way of evil in any form or impression that has been assigned to attack your life, attack your peace, attack your joy, attack your health, attack your finances, attack your dreams, attack your aspirations, attack your purpose in life, attack your walk with God. Today they shall no longer. We block their way by the power and the blood of Jesus. We block their way. We terminate their enterprise by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let the angels be released right now on our behalf. Angels that obey your word. Masunda gadaba. Leke popo. We block their way. They can pass through. Let their ways be blocked in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Any mission from anyone, if it is not a mission from God, we deny them access today. I don't know any mission that anyone has to come to you. Today you had a word. There are two men of God, though. Hello? This one is not a babalawo that came to him. Hello? It's not an unbeliever that came to the man. He said, I too am a man of God. You know one thing, the revelation I caught from there. The young prophet said, the word of the Lord came to me. The man of God said, God sent an angel. God is greater than angels. Glory to God. The word of the Lord. And somebody come to you say he's an angel. A brother came one day. I was about to enter my car near my house. And he said, I'm a prophet. In fact, once you introduce yourself as a prophet, you've lost me. Right there. Praise God forevermore. He said, the Lord said, I can see blood. I said, you can see blood. I said, blood what? He said, I can see blood. I see you carrying a baby. And I can see blood. I said, carry a baby. And you can see blood. I said, God told you that. That you should tell me that. He said, the only way to avert it, I should go and buy fruit, break it into pieces, and give small children. I laughed. I said, that's the message you have from God for me. I said, tell me, what exactly do you need? Because you want something. He said, you see, his child is in the hospital. That he needs money. I said, I'm a woman of God. I said, be careful who you talk to. The guy knelt down and started apologizing. Right in front of me. Beloved, that's why you need to know God for yourself. Lest you be deceived. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our brother said, he said, people will come to you. They will say, I'm this one. I'm a prophet. Hello? You know what God told us from the beginning of this? He said, I will grant you ears that hear. Eyes that see. Glory be to you. And an understanding heart. It's a prayer you must pray every day before you leave your house. Give me hearing ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying expressly. Lest you fall prey to witches and wizards who disguise themselves as prophets of God. And there are too many. There are too many nowadays. You will not fall prey to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. God will block their way. Amen. They will never have access to your heart. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And every ground that you have yielded to the enemy, because you have believed wrongly, Father, today by your mercy and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, let the grounds be restored. Amen. Let the grounds be restored. Amen. Let the grounds be restored. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Gbogbo iranse ti o ti ati Olorun wa ton pe ra won ni iranse Olorun Oluwa di won lona kan ma ri mi fo won loju ma je kan ri mi ni oruko Jesu Christi. Because when a man is in trouble, the devil is a setup. The devil will bring all sorts of people around you at that time. You heard the story. My brother took a long time telling us the story. I know what he's talking about. Because when you are confused, the devil has no other mission but to multiply the crisis. That's his mission. He will bring all sorts of people around you. This time, they will not locate you. You will not become a prey to their evil counsels. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the one that sent an angel to block the way for evildoers not to curse your people. To stop their evil pronouncements upon your people. Father, behold your people in this place. Your people online and on site. Everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, in surrender, they lift up their hands to you today. Protect them. Amen. Shield them from harm's way. Block the way of the enemy. Every enemy of their destinies that has been assigned to hinder them in any form or impression, block their way today. Block their way today. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, I deny these evil forces. I deny them access into your life, into your family, into your destiny, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every scare tactics of the enemy that attracts evil pronouncements, today I break it. I command it destroyed. I terminate it by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. I set you free to receive only that which comes from God. Amen. I declare and decree that your ears are only permitted to hear God. Amen. Your eyes are only open to see what God is showing you. Amen. Your heart will understand what the Spirit of God is saying to you in the mighty name of Jesus. For it is written, my sheep know my voice and they hear me. The voice of a stranger you will not follow. I say you will not follow. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, send your angels to be round about them. With flames of sword in their hands. Let the angels scatter and shatter every wiles of the enemy that is assigned to derail them from the place of your promise. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. You will come back, you will testify. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, thank him. The way of evil is blocked. It is blocked in your family. They will no longer continue to perform their evil enterprises. Thank the Lord for it. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Give him glory. Give him all the glory. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' precious name, let the believer shout a believing amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.